Hello. I'm going to start off reading. Oh, I'm so thankful to have a church family in this day and hour. And hopefully when you're watching, you can get your family around, which people are doing, because this is a day we need to really hear from the Lord and not be deceived. And I'm just going to share a couple of things. This was someone that I just got a note from. I have been meaning to write a thank you for many months. Thank you. Your YouTube has been part of bringing me and my family out of the years of fog and falsehood of the Word of Faith and the New Apostolic Reformation. Thank you for being so brave in this telling of truth. I too was in deep with those you refer to. Hours have been spent crying in repentance for my beliefs and idolizing. Your ministry was a large part of my rescue from this craziness. Keep up the good fight. Many are with you. I wish we were closer so I could share and draw from your journey. See you on the other side. We can sit together and worship our wonderful Lord. That blessed me. And your notes of encouragement mean a lot, and your support helps us keep going. In a day of darkness, we need to keep preaching the word, right? I just wanted to share something concerning the New Apostolic and the Word of Faith, all this stuff. Just one little thing before I get into the message. In John 3:13 and also in 8:23, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven." So watch out for all these people that are telling you they're having visitations, going to heaven. "No man hath ascended up to heaven." Is that clear? "But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." 8:23, talking to the Pharisees, he says, "You are from beneath, but I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world." And also, "Beware of the path of the mystics. Knowledge through ascension, portals, and enlightenment." The initiate is mystically transported from level to level, hoping to get a vision of the divine. Now, they really discard the Bible, but they want these encounters, and this is going to increase. Unfortunately, this is the day that of the mystic. And so you have to know what that is so you don't get wrapped up like we were wrapped up into it. And that's why my heart is so heavy today. I'm going to a funeral for someone, and I was talking to them, and they prayed thousands of times for their children to be healed of something, and they have a different gene, and on and on and on, and they were in these Word of Faith movements. And there's such shaming and condemning and no love when people are going through things in these movements. It's like you have faith or there's something wrong with you until you go through something. Because this is a day, there's so much happening. There's a storm on every front. And this is not a time to condemn your brothers and sisters who are going through things. It's time to embrace them. Jesus was moved with compassion, not judgment and criticism, which so many people are getting angrier. But in this little part, I wanted to close with Hebrews 1:1. God, after he spoke a long ago to the fathers, how did he speak to us in the Old Testament? In the prophets, in many portions, in many ways, in these last days, has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the world. So those things are really important, because the mystics are trying to tell you that God's now speaking through these prophets and not the Bible, and that's not true. Stick with the Bible. Read the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word. You just believe it when you start reading it. Reading it in its context. Reading chapters, not just a verse here and there. But today I wanted to talk to you about the suppressing of information. I'm not sure if I can use certain words, so I'm going to try to walk softly here. But let's pray. Father, we thank you for truth. Your word is truth. We thank you for comfort. People need comfort today. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, that he gives us eyes to see what's really going on and ears to hear. We thank you, Father, keeping us on that straight and narrow path. We thank you for encouragement today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to talk a little bit about censoring. And I'm not going to say that word too many times, but it means to suppress information, to remove content, to shut people up by controlling bodies, let's say that. So it's suppressing information mainly. And this is not new. It's new to many of us, but it's not new. It's not new to a lot of the reporters, the people that have wanted for years to get certain stories out, journalists. Certain things have been suppressed. The last few years, we see a lot of people's differing opinions online that have been suppressed. And I remember when I saw this probably 4 years ago, I put something on Facebook. I'm hardly on there now at all because it's really been taken down in so many different ways. But I posted something and I started getting corrected about things that were not even anything. It was just my opinion on certain things. And I started to see the checking, let's call it the fact checking, that was going on. And I was like, wow, because I've studied this years ago about them removing books, different things that were going to happen as the darkness comes and continues to come before the coming of Jesus, the second coming of Christ. So he said it all out there. There's going to be wars. There's going to be rumors of wars. Are we in a war right now or a rumor of war? Time will tell. See what's going on, what the agendas are. But this is not new. The ancient rulers used to suppress information from the people. First of all, it was considered normal and natural to not criticize the king or the emperor or any of his policies. Just submitted, you just obeyed. And a person could be killed for going against the prevailing religious thought or practice. Today it's carried on in the churches. I don't know if it's so much now, I haven't been in those churches, but it was carried through touch not the anointed. You can't question. You can't have a rational thought. You can't question the way things are run in churches. You can't come against or talk about a doctrine that might be wrong because you get pushed away. You get pushed out. And that's part of when they start telling you and hurting you into groups. You need to know something's going on here. Why can't I ask questions? Why can't I see the other side of information? Why am I told this and I can't question this information? So when a king in the Old Testament was living in disobedience, he would censor God's word. In Jeremiah 36, I was going to go through all that, but I really don't have time. Jeremiah, he had a scribe that wrote the words of the Lord that the Lord gave to Jeremiah. And then he would read it to the king. And if the king didn't like what the scribe and the prophet said in Jeremiah here, he would cut out portions and he would burn it. He would stop it from going forward because he didn't want to listen. And many times the truth is not popular, especially with those disobedient kings, because they would have to repent. They were evil, and they would get warned through the prophets. In the Old Testament, through the prophets, that was their warning that they needed to repent, and judgment would be stayed sometimes if they repented, and sometimes just because of their disobedience and their evil, in this case, they were going to be turned over to the king of Babylon. Well, he didn't want to hear that, so he burnt it. And then the Lord had him do another scroll, and he didn't want to hear that either. Truth sometimes is not what we want to hear, but to walk with God, it's what we need to learn to love. Love truth, no matter what we have to unlearn. And he still wouldn't hear him. The king did not want to hear what Jeremiah had to say. Even today, the Bible is the target for, let's just call it, suppressing information, not wanting to hear what that line of thinking is, that it's called or it's considered hate. So what we're supposed to do in Romans 16, we're supposed to mark those, the cause division, and teach contrary to the doctrines. We're supposed to mark them. Instead, many people are embracing them, and they're marking the ones that are telling the truth. The masses are always going to go the wide way, but we're not called to walk the wide way. We're supposed to walk in truth. As you receive Christ Jesus, so walk ye in the truth. So read that, Romans 16, 17. Read all that in its entirety. The reality today is anyone who goes against the narrative is the storyline they want you to hear. And you need to know, because we're living in a fallen world, and we're living in a world that does not love the light. And as we get more and more into the world and how it's going, they're rejecting Christ and all of the teachings, you're going to see more and more globalism and control. And I'm sad to say, it's sad to say people don't want to hear this either. They don't want to listen. They don't want to prepare. But once you prepare, you can see the last 4 years, what's going on. You can see the poison in many different ways that has been going on mentally and also physically to people. And now it's, after 4 years, people are really starting to dissipate. I'm trying to be careful with my words. Now, the reality today is anyone who goes against this narrative, you could be canceled. Your platforms are taken down, less traffic, which we've all seen. Or you could be purged completely. I think there was a movie out about that. So this reduction in traffic, because we're being silenced. And we're talking about silencing millions. This is our First Amendment. And if you don't know it, they're going after the Second pretty heavy right now. And this is what I always say when I watch the news. Their lips are moving and they're lying. Because it's almost like the media is the mouth of the beast. So you have to be careful what you listen to and what you believe, because you're being programmed. That's why they call it programming. This is globalization, claiming to stop fake news and misinformation to protect its users from hate. And there is a lot of stuff out there that's bad, but they're also taking down the good with so-called the bad, and they're allowing what they want, the merchants of the earth, we'll call them, what they want out there in the narratives, and they want paradigms where you either pick this side or this side, and you have no other choice. You have no other selection. It's either you're this or you're that. Always question that narrative, because they love to divide and conquer. This is how they conquer countries. They've been doing this for a long, long time. And as this continues, we are and we will be herded into groups or sides. Don't take a side. Walk with Jesus. Walk with the love. Don't take a side. Who says you have to take a side? Because they want to demonize people, divide and conquer. George Orwell, I'm going to quote this, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Just like the prophet Jeremiah, speaking the truth, the king hated it. He did not want to hear it. What did he do? They threw him in prison. And we might not have a prison like they did back then, but when you're deplatformed, you've been imprisoned. You're imprisoned. You can't speak. You can't say what you want to say. Jeremiah was thrown into prison for speaking truth from the Lord to the king, that he would be delivered into the hand of the Babylonians. He didn't want to hear that. And the same thing, we don't like to be told that we're going to reap what we sow. If we sow to the flesh, if we do things, if we're addicted to certain things, it's going to take a toll on us. It's going to affect you mentally. It's going to affect you physically. Well, don't tell me that. I just want to have fun right now. Well, there's a payday that comes when we reap what we sow. Jeremiah said to the false prophets in verse 15 here of chapter 37, they're saying that the king of Babylon shall not come against you. The false prophets always say, and the false ones today are still doing it, they say the opposite of truth. Oh, your breakthrough is just right around the corner. Here's the next carrot. Come to this event and you're going to get downloaded. You're going to have on and on and on. But the false prophets have always been liars, and they're listening to a wrong spirit. So here we see misinformation carried along through false prophets. Same it is today. Now in 1 Kings 22, we see where Ahab was going to go into battle, and so he called his 400 false prophets. He wanted to hear what they had to say before he went into battle. And of course, they did the same thing. They said what he wanted to hear. They said, "You're going to win this victory." Well, the 400 royally appointed counselors all prophesied victory in battle. They were so positive, so upbeat, can't be negative. But King Jehoshaphat, first of all, he was in trouble because Jehoshaphat merged with a king that he shouldn't have. He was with Ahab. And when we merge with people we shouldn't, we're going to go into trouble because he made an alliance with a king that was bad. So King Jehoshaphat, he wanted to hear not from those appointed counselors, those paid professionals. He wanted to hear from an independent prophet that he really wanted to hear what God had to say. And that's what we have to do. We have to say, we don't want what the popular opinion is. What's God really saying? So he wanted to hear from an independent true prophet. So he called Micaiah, who was... He was always in trouble with Ahab because he always told him what God said, and he didn't like Micaiah because he wanted to hear good things. That's why he hired his own prophets to tell him what he wanted to hear. But Micaiah told him the truth, and he said, "You're going to die in battle." Opposite of what the false prophet said, he said, "You're going to die." So what happened? Micaiah was put into prison. Again, he was silenced. Didn't want to hear what he had to say, just to say, truth is going to cost us. When we speak truth, we don't make a whole lot of friends. But that's all right, because Jeremiah knew who the Lord was. And he did suffer. He went to prison. He ended up having no food and water at certain times. And sometimes when we speak truth, it's not popular. It's not loved and appreciated. But the true people of God will hear God's voice. Because we know his voice, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. So Ahab, he didn't want to believe what the true prophet said, and he died in battle, just like the true prophet said. The truth-telling, it leads to persecution. It always has. We haven't seen a lot of it, but we're about to. I believe that the Bible's true. Matthew 24, we're living it right now. Micaiah didn't go with a narrative, and he got punished. His message wasn't received, but it was still true. If our message is not received, it's still true. Why? Because we're wanting to hear what God says, not the false prophets that saying they're ascending and going to. This one lady with pink hair said she's went to heaven. She's more regular to heaven than she is to the bathroom. That's ridiculous. That's like a mockery. But the sad thing is, I think they believe it. I think they're self-deceived in believing that they're really going somewhere where the Bible says no one's ascending in there. No, it's not time yet. When you die, that's when we go. We're going to go. But now we're living eternal life when we accept Jesus. We're already in eternity. That's good news. So does truth make us popular? No, it never has. In Acts chapter 4, here's the setting. You can read that if you want later. But a lame man got healed. In verse 17, that it spread no further. Here's the whole key. They do not want truth to spread any further. They want to control the information that's being put out. They want to control the storyline. They want to herd people into groups. They want to herd people to divide. And I want to tell you, if you love people, I don't care. I have a sister right now that she doesn't believe anything. I mean, I would say she's not really walking with the Lord. She thinks she doesn't need to. It's hard to tell people when they're lost that they're lost when they don't think they're lost. But it's hard sometimes when they don't see that they need a savior. This is the time that if you love people, it doesn't matter if you disagree on certain things. There's a lot of things she'll say because she's plugged right into the TV, but she's my oldest sister. I respect and I honor, but I refuse to divide from her. I refuse to get offended by all the stuff she says. She vomits what the news says, and I know what's coming. But I don't cut her off just because we disagree. And I'm the youngest of, there's five of us, and three of us are really on the same page pretty much, and then there's two of us that aren't. But we all just decided we're not going to let any of this stuff divide us, even though we're on different sides, if that makes sense, because we're family. Same with the church family. Don't let some of these things that are coming, I think we're coming into the biggest division that we've ever seen in the church. You have to pick a side, and then there's people that are angry. If you don't pick our side, there's something, then they demonize you. Right there, no, not of God. So it says that it spread no further. In verse 29, behold their threatenings. What did they do? Did they stop and say, okay, I'm going to self-censor myself. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to be quiet. I know what I can't say. He said, behold their threatenings. And yes, they will threaten. And they are threatening. Grant unto us boldness to speak thy word. This is the time we have to speak. It might be the end of a lot of things on the internet. Our world is changing, and we see it changing. Now in Acts 12, I'm just talking about truth being silenced. It's not new. It's in the New Testament as well. King Herod vexed part of the church. He tried to stop information. He tried to stop, and he killed James and John with the sword. Peter was put in prison. But the Lord delivered Peter out of the hand of Herod. And what happened to Herod? You have to know that these evildoers will pay someday, whenever God says. Vengeance is his. It's not ours. We just keep walking in love, speak the truth, refuse to be offended, keep our heart right, try to stay edified and encouraged in the Lord. Herod was worshipped as a god. And this is what's happening today with a lot of our Christian leaders. Well, if they said it, it's got to be true. Question everything. Now that I've come out of these movements, and I was in them over 30-some years, most of my life I was in these false movements, thinking they were God, and it's been hard coming out, but the hardest part is seeing people that are in them that don't want to hear the deception that you've come out of. They don't think they're deceived. They think something's wrong with you. And it's okay, because you know what you've been delivered out of, and you see truth. And like I said, I've seen deception in church, so I can see it all around us now. It's almost the same script and the same play that the enemy uses. And they always think, oh, this politician's going to come and save us. Oh, he's this. And they're all part of the world stage. If they were that much of a threat, they would have gotten rid of them. So there's a purpose for them. Yeah. Our Savior is Jesus.
That's right.
Herod was worshipped as a god, and what happened? He was eaten by worms because he gave God no glory. No flesh is going to glory in the presence of God. No preacher, no president, no one. We worship the Lord, and we repent from idolizing men and following men, which we all have. But through all their persecution, the word of the Lord, what did it do? It grew and multiplied in spite of the kings trying to stop it, everyone trying to stop it. The word of the Lord is not bound. People are still getting saved. In Acts 7, 51 through 60, let's look at this one. Acts 7, 51 through 60. This is amazing how Stephen was stoned for telling the truth. In verse 51, he said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? True prophets get persecuted. They do not get worshiped and idolized. First of all, their spirit is, don't put me on a pedestal, because they don't want to be worshiped. They don't want that sin on their slate. Prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them, which show them of the coming of the just one, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers. Lucifer, Satan, was a murderer from the beginning, and guess what? He still is. Who have received the law by the disposition of angels have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. They did not want to hear truth. Think it not strange today. They do not want to hear truth. And unfortunately, many of God's people do not want to hear truth. They've been conditioned. It's got to be positive. They've been conditioning. Your words will create your universe. Your vibes are going to get you someplace in God. All these things. Where is that in the Bible? They take a couple scriptures, but life and death is in the power of the tongue. Well, it doesn't mean you're going to create a universe like God did. It doesn't mean you create your own world and your own atmosphere. People are afraid to even talk the truth because they think that a curse is going to come on them because of their words. Sorry, I just went off there. They gnashed on him with their teeth, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. The Lord let him see, because he was being persecuted without. He was being attacked and stoned. They threw him out in the city, it says. He saw the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears. They did not want to hear. It's no different. The devil's crowd doesn't want to hear truth. They'll call you a fanatic, you're a religious nut, or now you're a conspiracy something, something, something. Why? Just because you do research and you're smart. Well, they have to disqualify you from being smart and being a thinker. Now you're just some kind of a flake. Oh yeah, you're just one of those. Stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city, stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon, what was Stephen doing? He was calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. He didn't even get offended as he was dying. What a testimony to us that are offended by our relatives or offended by another Christian that doesn't believe exactly. You know what? Nobody has all the truth. I don't care who these preachers are. They're telling you Jesus is on the runway. He's doing this and that. The Bible says not even the Father is the only one that knows when he's coming back. We are to occupy until he comes. What are you going to do with that scripture? Occupy until he comes. And then you're ready. You're just ready. Whatever he wants to do, you're ready. You don't put all these timelines. Every timeline and every preacher I used to follow, they're all wrong. They've all been wrong. They've died and Jesus still hasn't come. So live your life. Live your life in the fear of God. Live your life occupying, doing what you're supposed to do. Live your life loving people, sharing Jesus while we can. Lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He had peace. And there's going to be a time we're going to fall asleep. And we want that same kind of a heart that Stephen did. Lay not this sin to their charge. Right? Okay, I'm getting ready to close here. So it is with the information today. They don't want to hear. There's going to be blackouts, purging. It's going to be harder and harder to seek information from all sides of an issue. I warned you guys years ago, get all the information you can. I have files and files, papers of stuff that I won't be able to find in the future, and I'm glad I have it because I was trying to see beyond. And that's the thing. Sometimes when you share things, it's not right now, but you're seeing things coming because we're supposed to be watchmen. And then they come and people forgot that you warned them. We warned you about that. We warned you not to take this. We warned you not that this was going to happen, but they didn't listen. There's going to be a lot of pastors that are going to have to stand before God for some of the things they've been saying and doing. But we'll only hear what the merchants of the earth want us to hear. And this is what they want. They want to close down and purge and silence things. You can't get to the truth with when they only give you one side. There's a lot of things happening in the world right now. I don't know what to believe. You know why? I'm not there. I found people report on things. I wasn't there and it wasn't even true. People have said stuff about me that wasn't even true. It's like, were you there? Did you ask me about this? Oh, that's how rumors start. You know, we're not supposed to bear false witness. If we don't know the truth, if we don't know what's going on, sometimes it's hard to know the truth. Stephen was silenced and the church was persecuted. But when Saul got confronted, he was one of them that was persecuting Stephen. He had a visitation from the Lord. This was a true one. This was because God had a calling on his life. He was one that was hauling out Christians. He was persecuting Christians. And what does the Lord tell him? He says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? When they're persecuting you and you're really speaking the truth, they're persecuting the Lord, right? Saul entered houses and took men and women. Acts 9:5, Saul was confronted and he was converted. The power of God can convert anyone. His eyes were opened. Our world is changing. The internet is changing. When we don't get the full side of all story, it shapes people's public opinion to the agendas of the day. So what do we need to do? We need to make sure, Romans 10:13, that we call upon the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe God raised Jesus from the dead for your sins. Read your Bible, and faith comes. You don't need another man to interpret it. Read your Bible. Read chapters at a time. Read it in context. And when you leave at that reading setting, you're amazed that, wow, I feel better. I feel good. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. There's truth in there that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you as you read it, and faith will come, and your days will go better because faith comes by hearing the word that God wrote, right? And not by some prophet. I used to think, oh, what are the prophets saying? Oh, yeah, I was one of them. What are they saying? I'm going to go on this list and see what the prophets are saying. What a waste of time that was. It puts you in a false reality, and that's what the enemy wants, this metaverse and all this other stuff. The enemy wants you to live everything but reality. He wants to change everything that God made. He said, I will be like the Most High God. I will do this. I will do that. And we forgot that that was his MO, that that's what he wants. So what do? We stay strong. Stay in the Lord. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We can face reality in Christ. So Father, we thank you. Pray that we'd all keep our hearts right, that we won't be easily offended. We won't betray one another. If people walk away, it won't be us walking away. It will be them, because our hearts are to obey you, Lord, just like Jeremiah. He was persecuted, just like all the other people in the Bible, because truth is not loved by this world, but it's loved by your people. Keep us on that path in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.